The smokestack is still belching steam, unperturbed here at the Colombey oil refinery. But the company's 270 workers seem somewhat less confident about their jobs. One of them reluctantly agrees to talk at the little canteen chalet outside the plant.
I can't really say too much. As far as I'm concerned, it's not too bad. Now, for those with kids, it's another story.
But before I can find an employee in that situation, the site security officer shows up and asks me politely to put my mic away. It's not that management wants to gag the staff, he explains. It's just that there's a communications policy, and that policy requires interviews to go through the company's spokesman. WRS contacted him, but got no reply. Top management was also unavailable for comment. Colombey's communal president, Josiane Granger, says she's not heard anything alarming. But anything that affects Tamoil affects Colombey, she explains.
Clearly, this refinery counts for a lot of jobs. It's the biggest employer in our commune. We haven't had any direct contact with the company, and we don't know how things are evolving.
Blair Caron, though, has just heard reassuring news. He's with the interprofessional trade union, UNIA. I've had contact with people at Tamoil, he says, both in management and among the staff, and they guarantee jobs are currently not at risk. But things at Tamoil can change quickly, he adds. And time is ticking for the Colombey refinery, according to Roger Tamraz, who would like to buy back Tamoil. He's a venture capital investor who founded the company in Europe in the 80s before selling it to the Libyan authorities.
They need funding as well as supplies. And if they continue like this for, let's say, 6 months before the new government either can pump back oil or can pump back funding, which are both difficult for the government right now, it could be difficult for the Swiss refinery. Refining is a bit like riding a bicycle. If you stop pedaling, you fall.
That seems unlikely to happen. The Colombey refinery is now getting all its crude from ex-Soviet republics, pumped over the St. Bernard Pass in pipelines stretching all the way down to Genoa, Italy. As for funding, Roger Tamraz, for one, is keen to talk. As head of the Net Oil Group, he's meeting today with the Colombey refinery management to discuss what he called an interim solution.